Vehicle inspectors who carry out warrant of fitness checks might have won a reprieve after they complained of unfair treatment by transport agency officials. The agency says the audits process will remain the same, but the watchdog will be gentler. Greg Epps of the Motor Trade Association spoke to Phil Pennington.
They were disappointed, I think, in the way some of their assessors had been conducting the assessments. The pressure is coming in the way that they've conducted the assessments. Often they don't allow the inspectors to use reference materials. There are 36 fail points on a tyre. You can't expect an inspector to remember every one of those fail points. They need to be able to reference the VIRM, which is the inspection manual, and they're not being given that opportunity all the time. We've had some of the assessors reaching in and handling the cars themselves, which is not appropriate, we think.
Why would they do that?
We're not sure. That's why we asked for the meetings. That's why we've asked for them to have a look at the way this is being done.
Some of those assessors are new because they've had to bolster their workforce. So is it a case of their assessors not always knowing what they're doing?
I know that they certainly make sure that their assessors have some good technical knowledge. We also understand that some of them come from a more investigative background, be that in sort of policing or disciplinary investigatory processes. So, you know, we think perhaps the pendulum has sort of swung a little bit too much onto the we're going to try and find something wrong.
That was Greg Epps from the Motor Trade Association speaking to RNZ's Phil Pennington.